This service is the second of two services this year where we've asked members of the congregation to reflect on the theme of the month, which for me is curiosity. I'm now going to introduce each of the four speakers in the order we'll be sharing our perspectives. First will be Lisa Dutton, and Lisa was introduced to Unitarian Universalism in the summer of 2016 when she started attending USG. She joined in January 2017 and now serves as the co-chair of the Welcoming Committee. Generally, Lisa doesn't volunteer for public speaking, but she sees this as an opportunity to fulfill the membership commitment of supporting Unitarian Society of Germantown through her time, talents, and stewardship. Her sharing today is part of being an engaged, active member of USG. Welcome to the pulpit, Lisa, this morning. I will be speaking next. I've been a member of USG since 1995. And find the church a wonderful spiritual haven. I work as an urban planner for Chester County, and I'm particularly interested in land use issues, open space preservation, economic development, and affordable housing. My wife and I will be celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary this summer, and we have a 23-year-old daughter who works in Maine and a 21-year-old son who will be a senior in college. Sharon Wall-Mafuru, did I get that sort of right? We'll speak after the offering. Sharon is curious for a living as an engineer, learning how things are made, and helping protect manufacturing processes and plants. She's the mother of twin 8-year-old boys, David and Lusado, so questions and discovery are endless. The lines between fantasy and reality are blurred, and she hopes to keep it that way. She loves language and enjoys speaking Swahili and discovering the nuance and humor in language usage. Sharon grew up in the woods and is happiest there, learning from our beautiful planet. She is a member of USG and very active in the children's spiritual development and meditation programs. Welcome to the pulpit this morning, Sharon. And Ben Manis will be our last speaker on curiosity. Ben has been attending USG since 2006 and a member since 2010. Ben enjoys being part of the Earth Spirit Circle group at USG and especially enjoys the winter solstice celebration. Outside of USG, Ben is a fraud investigator for a major insurance company, and he's joined by his daughter up here in the pulpit. So welcome this morning, Ben.
Well, good morning, everyone. So when Brian approached me about this, I said, yes, I'll stretch myself. But I also thought, what have I gotten myself into? What is this? What should I say? Where do I start? I'm curious. I began to ask myself questions as I thought about how to approach it. I became essentially curious about curiosity. So I had to figure out what curiosity is all about. So from the what perspective, I started looking at definitions. And they range from the desire to learn or know more about something or someone. In another source, it says curiosity is a quality related to inquisitive thinking, such as exploration, investigation, and learning, evident by observation in human and animal species. Curiosity is heavily associated with all aspects of human development, in which derives the process of learning and the desire to acquire knowledge and skill. Well, that's a mouthful. So then it's like, well, let's see, what perspective do I take? Maybe there's some people I could quote or something. So I looked into who. And I found views of curiosity shared from a wide range of people, starting with the intellectuals, and as Sharon told a story, Albert Einstein. There are quite a few quotes about him out on the internet and other places. Some things he said include, "It's a miracle that curiosity survives formal education," which was alluded to in that story. Perfect. Intellectual growth should commence at birth and cease only at death. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. And finally, do not grow old, no matter how long you live. Never cease to stand like curious children before the great mystery into which we were born. Pretty good ideas, right? Then I also looked and found some quotes from Stephen Hawking. One thing he said is, "Remember to look up at the stars and net down at your feet. try to make sense of what you see and wonder about what makes the universe exist. Be curious. And however difficult life may seem, there's always something you can do and succeed at. It just matters that you don't give up. Now, interestingly, also from the scientific perspective, NASA came up on my search. And as the aerospace program seeks to find out more about Mars, what it's composed of, how it looks, et cetera, they do it with curiosity and name the equipment there, the rover, just that. There's also a website, curiosity.com, totally dedicated to what they consider to be educational resources related to curiosity. So many sources of information. But then I also thought about the arts. You know, is there a poem or something I could read to take the spot so I don't have to do any thinking, just read something? And so as I looked for poems related to curiosity, I found Paul Laurence Dunbar, an African-American poet, had a poem named Curiosity. Interestingly, the poem's about children and food, but of all of the things he could name the poem, curiosity was his preference. Elsewhere in literature, then there's even Curious George, the animated series aimed at preschool viewers to inspire children to explore science, engineering, and math in the world around them. Such nice broad perspective. And then, of course, as those of us who are Unitarian Universalists know, we have our fourth principle, which is a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. So to search for truth is to question, to pursue, to be curious. So on so many levels and in so many forms, people have embraced curiosity and shared perspectives of encouraging it. I too have always been curious. I've asked so many questions as children do, and my curiosity has opened doors for me throughout my life. Curiosity actually brought me here to USG. I had never heard of Unitarian Universalism, but my curiosity about a friend's post on Facebook, a friend who's here today, led me to click on the link she provided, watch the video, and then look at the USG website. And behold, a whole new world opened for me. So after all of that, what's my reflection on curiosity? Living beings and our environment are constantly changing. Isn't it to our advantage, our joy, to embrace the change in experience, to be curious about our world, open to learn, and to strive and make things better? Yep, it makes our life interesting and can help give it meaning. And with a positive focus, we can make our lives and the world better. So my exploration led me to five questions that provide a broad perspective. What is curiosity? I got the definition. Who should have it? Everyone, young, old, ordinary, and extraordinary. Where should we apply our curiosity? In many aspects of life, from arts, education, science, and faith. Why be curious? To grow, adapt, improve, and enjoy. And when to be curious? All the time. There's life all around us. And again, as you use, curiosity should be part of our nature as we embrace a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Thanks.
I'll give a second perspective on curiosity. Unitarians are naturally curious people. We want to know how things work and why. For many of us, that's how we arrived on the church's doorstep. And I believe that curiosity, a willingness and desire to explore the spiritual side of our lives, is a basic mainstay of our church. We want to know about other religions, people, cultures, and ways of understanding the world. The search for knowledge, as Lisa mentioned, is codified in our fourth principle, our free and responsible truth for search for truth and meaning. For our spiritual growth and development, we are encouraged to discover wisdom from the world's religions, understand the words and deeds of prophetic people, explore Jewish and Christian teachings, heed reason and science, experience transcending mystery and wonder of life, and appreciate the spiritual teachings of Earth-centered traditions. Clearly, we're not a community that has all the answers and tells you what to think. Instead, we encourage you to explore, to let your curiosity lead you where it may. For me, curiosity is about the mind. We are curious about a topic, whatever it might be, and follow up on that curiosity by reading, researching, visiting new places, and meeting new people. We gather information and reach conclusions. To a certain extent, it is a logical and rational process, a function of the brain. Curiosity, though, can only take us so far within a religious or spiritual context. Take God, for example. Many people throughout the ages have been curious about God. What is the nature of God? Does God exist? Should God be plural? These important questions have been explored by theologians and normal everyday folks alike. If there's a clear-cut conclusion, certainly I haven't seen it. It's possible, using our mind and following our curiosity, to find much literature about why God doesn't exist, particularly if you define God in an orthodox manner as all-powerful, all-knowing, and good. The problem of evil seems to create inherent contradictions within this definition. On the other end of the spectrum, you can find many arguments for why God does exist, even if you don't believe in an orthodox definition of God. Morality, truth, logic, the many unanswered questions about our universe point to the existence of God in some form or manner. So my curiosity by itself does not give me as much guidance as I'd like about basic spiritual questions like the nature of God. Instead of only using my brain, I must also depend on my heart. And what does my heart tell me that my curious, rational brain cannot? It says, there's more out there than we know through our own senses. We can't figure everything out ourselves. We are all connected and don't fully understand these connections. Life is a wonderful thing and is intentional, not just an accident, fate. And there are reasons to be hopeful, and love will guide us. So I encourage you to follow your curiosity, to go and see what's around that corner, to explore all the world's fantastic religious thought and worthwhile spiritual leaders. But I also encourage you to trust your heart, for it is the heart that connects us all to each other. Thank you.
Is there a picture of a, no, okay. Well, I will do my best to describe. I saw a tree that was on basically the side of a cliff along a hiking trail, and the entire south side of the horizontal feeder roots were completely exposed. But the tree was still growing vertically and thriving. And so it was harrowing and beautiful. When I began thinking about curiosity and what I might share, I was in Hickory Run State Park, where we had a cabin for Easter weekend. On a hike, I could not leave this tree. I felt an inexplicable sisterhood. I stayed a few minutes. Yeah, the haunted tree drew me in. Don't worry, my thought stream is as full of light as it is shadows. I saw her feeder roots were exposed when they are not normally. I wondered if this happened suddenly, or if the ground eroded over time, or if she grew like this from a sapling. My boy's first instinct was to climb the root structure, and I winced, thinking of the pain they would cause, or how snow, bugs, infections, and cold felt, being so exposed. I saw that her feeder roots kept reaching out, seeking nourishment. There was no dramatic recoiling if she did not find nourishment. She just kept feeling, sensing, and testing. She was thriving in difficult conditions. She was strong, had a solid trunk, and her branches were her wings, spreading to the sky. This tree was me. The word nourishment is always in my heart, and the last few years have been a series of experiments of what nourishes me. Curiosity embodied. Humans need resistance. We need to choose our bondage wisely. I heard this recently, and it feels true, down to the cellular level. In my adventures discovering how my body likes to be moved, this hits the mark. After having spent a lifetime as an athlete, Olympic lifting and interval training was intimidating to me. The loud noises, the plates hitting the floor, and full-out effort until you can't get up, it lit me up and scared me in the same moment. That body response is a clear indication to keep walking down that road. My curiosity led me to a gym 18 months ago, and the first hit of endorphins, serotonin, and adrenaline told my feeder root that I had hit gold. I am creating nutrient-rich soil in this environment every other day since discovering this outlet. Connections with other humans and body wisdom is another curious playground. My body had been telling me so much for years. I was not listening. I didn't have the time or capacity to be curious. One day, instead of being annoyed at another stomach ache, I paid attention to who I was with that day and how it made my body feel with gentle curiosity. If my stomach muscles contracted into a knot or I felt exhausted when I was with someone, I started to pay attention to this. It is now clear to me what relationships are life-giving, energizing, rich soil. I am in a position of seeing and choosing based on curiosity with body sensations. Understanding that I have no control over my desires is a freeing realization. As I look at my desires with curiosity, they can be illuminating. Sometimes I want to hurt someone. Sometimes I'm a benevolent goddess. Sometimes I'm a cruel empress. Leaning into the edges of these archetypes with playfulness allows us to bring light to all parts of ourselves. I can be a vampire, beggar, victim, femme fatale, damsel, queen, destroyer, mistress of greed. I play out the edge of these archetypes, which helps me locate where I am and what is true. Reciprocation. Curiosity lets me see where I am giving in order to receive. Seeing this intention doesn't feel good, but once I am willing to see it and be honest about it, I have a choice in taking action or expressing my needs and wants and boundaries differently. Vulnerability. Even with years of mindfulness training, I am stuck in a false narrative of not belonging. Loneliness occupies my chest. It is a deep, dark valley that cannot be filled when it comes. I have begun to explore this feeling, welcome it, approve of it, and talk about it. I have asked the devil to dance and now enjoy the tango. Parenthood. My boys are my greatest teachers. Children have a beginner's mind naturally. They do not make assumptions about how things function or grow. My boys always have pockets full of rocks. They believe to be crystals, worthy of study, dissection, and wonder. I am so grateful for curiosity and how it has penetrated my daily existence on this planet, creating far more life-giving conditions than I have ever known. May we all remain open to what arises, and let our feeder roots keep moving outward, sensing and testing, finding nutrients. May we all have pockets full of crystals.
So we heard a lot about curiosity today and all the different perspectives surrounding it. When I dove into this a little bit, I wanted to basically just reach back and find some really simple, I guess perhaps mundane, examples of what certain initial curiosities and where they ended up. So, obviously, as we've all discerned today, curiosity is life. But know this, yours, mine, our very existence is the result of two people who were initially curious about each other. Okay? Hey, baby, wanna dance? The first human migration out of Africa could possibly have begun with the following statement. I'm curious, what's on the other side of that mountain? Hey, it's pretty nice here, let's stay a while. But I'm curious, what's on the other side of that forest? I don't know, let's go take a look. Listen to this one. I'm sick and tired of walking around this big lake to get to the other side. I'm curious, can I ride that floating log straight across, maybe get there faster, and spend more time exploring my initial curiosity of that potential mate I met there the first time I had to walk all the way around? Imagine for a moment where this absolutely, perhaps absolutely, simple, mundane curiosity of riding a floating log led us to. If you can't, take a look down at the docks on the Delaware or go to the Naval Station in Norfolk, Virginia. And here's one. I remember hearing this one as a kid, so I just figured this one. I'm curious about the moon. Is it really made of cheese? Let's send someone up there to find out. It's not made of cheese. Bummer. I'm curious. Can I sell a bunch of books online and make money doing it? Can I sell more than books? Can I call it Amazon.com? Then there's some dark sides that we probably can't ignore, or we shouldn't. The curiosity of Chinese alchemists pursuing immortality by mixing sulfur, saltpeter, and charcoal to give us gunpowder only made it crystal clear how mortal we really are. Obviously, do I need to elaborate what direction that curiosity took us in? Leonardo's curiosity of flight is that not only did it lead us to some phenomenally designed aircraft and the amazing ability to travel anywhere in the world within 24 hours, this curiosity also gave birth to stealth fighters, B-52 bombers, and Apache helicopters containing lethal payloads we can link back to the aforementioned ancient alchemists and their curious pursuit of immortality. Imagine that. Anyway, good or bad, way more good. The eternal optimist. Curiosity is the creator of the human experience, and I think we've all pretty much gained that today. It will continue to shape that experience. Once curiosity is finished, we are all finished as well. And as the saying goes, don't ever stop being curious. It's a matter of life.